Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even us, we figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the judges.
Boys, girls, and NBs, this is the first of a double recording we're doing tonight. And I also had a bit of a fright because I drank a Corona-rita at a Mexican restaurant and I am buzzed.
I also drank a regular margarita on the rocks because I'm not a little baby. And I'm not drunk.
Yes, she. Hard disagree. Christian, and you're a little sober, man.
I'm fucking straight edge, bro, so I didn't fucking touch that poison. I wouldn't even dare put that into my fucking body.
That's fair. It's Labor Day, so I thought we should, like, drinks from the fruits of people's labor.
Oh.
And celebrate today.
Oh, so you believe in the capitalistic exploitation?
Speaking of jobs, I have a review.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That says, so happy I found y'all. 5 stars. I'm not even going to pronounce because it's all gibberish. Hi, everyone. I actually found your podcast from someone else's TikTok.
Ooh. Must have been Jonathan Moss.
I don't know. They were sharing what podcast they've been listening to, and I decided to give y'all a listen since I binged another podcast already. I binged all the episodes in about a week, and I was laughing with tears. I sometimes listen to episodes as soon as they drop because I have no sleep schedule. Thank you all for making this podcast. Also, thank you, Erica, for your work in public health.
Nah,
that's the job tie-in, ladies and
yes,
gentlemen.
Yes, that was my tie-in. It's slowly killing me, and I want to die every day.
Hence the goth look.
Is that different today than any other job, to be fair?
Well, working in public health during a pandemic is especially awful.
Yeah, that's fair.
Truly heinous. Also, I followed y'all on TikTok after I heard y'all plug it on the pod.
There we go.
I think that's the first review we've gotten where it's they followed TikTok after podcast.
Yeah.
So it's thanks.
Not very often.
And said, hope y'all have a great and healthy day.
Healthy.
Love that. Thank you so much.
My liver ain't healthy today.
Oh, she also, I'm assuming, they also said that they entered that field, public health, as well. So, welcome to the shit show.
What a great time to join.
They also hate their life now.
Yeah.
What's the chance that we'll have another pandemic in the next 10 years?
Why would you even speak that into the world?
It can't happen back to back. It's like getting struck by lightning. The world can't be struck by lightning twice in a row.
Christian, you want to get into your review?
Here's my review from Braley, 5-star.
On Apple.
Sheesh. A review. Millennial nonsense that hits just the right spot. If you speak nerd, like mildly obscure movie and science quips and endless discussion about the utterly bizarre things humans do with their turds, this podcast is for you. Prone to tangents and very not safe work. 10 out of 10. Hashtag Bushlight sucks. Which is slander on this podcast.
No.
I
agree with that.
Water in a can here.
They actually do sell water in a can. Anheuser-Busch
does. They copied Busch Light.
Anheuser-Busch copied Busch Light.
Sells Busch Light. That's their company's Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, they just copied Busch Light. They just rebranded it to sell it to
They literally sell water in a can that's safe to drink, then they send it to places in disaster zones.
It's Busch Light.
Erica, have you been to a brewery?
Yeah, I've been to Anheuser-Busch, actually.
So you understand when they make beer that they jump up and down with it to add the hops. So with the water, they just don't do that. So it like barley tastes like beer, but not a lot.
I'm going to hit you with a big old boo.
Yeah.
That fucking sucked.
More like booze, am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
Okay, so listen.
Is it booze? Because it's like officially spooky season, guys.
Officially spooky season.
Hey, we're in the burr months.
We're in the burr months.
We're in the boo months because Josh's jokes are worse than ever starting in September. But I'm wearing dark lipstick and dark clothing and dark eyeshadow because I'm officially in my spooked.
My fucking heart is dark.
Listen, I'm going to start decorating for Halloween when we get home, so.
At 9:30 plus p.m. on a Monday?
Yeah.
All right. Now listen, we've gotten heat, Erica.
Oh boy, is it my fault?
Yes,
is it me, Jesus?
It's honestly, it's not your fault.
Oh fuck!
We've gotten heat that people say we read too many reviews.
I only read one tonight.
So here's my take on it. Let me know if you agree, Richard.
All right.
I like to involve the audience, and sometimes these reviews are freaking great.
Yeah.
So sorry if we also one like to hear nice things about us, but also. We need to make sure that we get more reviews on Apple Podcasts so we can get more viewers. But also, you guys make some great stuff. And this is an example of some great stuff. I'm going to read the preamble and then the Constitution. Does that make sense?
Sure. I didn't think American history.
Erica, Josh, and Christian. Hi, judges. I tried to post my review on Apple Podcasts, but apparently there's a character limit. And Spotify doesn't seem to have podcast reviews. Unfortunately, brevity really isn't my strong suit. So I'll do my best and post up another 5-star rating that Steve Jobs' ghost will allow. However, you kids seem to like these, so I figured I'd send over my unabridged review anyway.
Hell yeah, brother.
No, this was written yesterday and prior to the logo change. Also, if you happen to read my shitty ramblings on the podcast, please don't use my name. I'm a lawyer, and I want to make sure I have an out when you're inevitably canceled. JK.
We're going to need a lawyer, so maybe just send over the business info right now.
Yeah, you have lost in credibility by listening to our podcast. You've gained in clients, which is 3. Anyway, keep up the classy work. You guys keep me entertained as I prune my garden every evening. Not a metaphor. Wishing you all the success. Jeez. All right, you ready? This is an amazing review. It's long, but it's good.
Oh, that's the pre... Oh. Okay, here's...
That's the preamble.
Oh, yeah. You said that. Okay.
Now here comes the Constitution with all the amendments. Don't let the janky logo and 12 views fool you. This podcast is solidly mediocre.
Okay, I'll take that.
The premise... 3 20-something goobers, 2 of whom are married, and 2 of whom, quote, use the basement gym together 3 days a week, read Reddit stories and rag on each other.
They're onto us.
Friends, it slaps. First, we have Zaddy. I mean, Josh.
Oh, okay, no.
Really? You're Zaddy?
You'll swoon over his voice, his progressive politics, and dad jokes that tickle your giggle box when they land maybe like 11% of the time. Okay. Then you'll see him on TikTok and realize he looks like a Bernie bro Ned Flanders.
Yeah, that one is accurate. The Zaddy, not accurate. The Bernie bro Ned Flanders, that's accurate.
I like that.
Real talk, though, I think he might be trolling us, and he's actually some waspy Silicon Valley hypocritically religious Chad.
Nope.
And this whole thing is a bit for some lame next-gen startup.
No, he actually said, when we go to workout, he says this stuff. He's like, I can't believe they're fucking buying this. Those fucking idiots. Freaking...
I'm the most white Anglo-Saxon Protestant you'll ever meet. Regardless, he'll periodically remind you he took advanced science classes in undergrad and is super duper uber booper respectful of all women. Hubba hubba.
Yeah, he doesn't let us fucking get over the fact he has a science degree either.
Next, he'll wibble wobble into our hearts is Christian.
Uh-oh.
If you start on one of his episodes and think he's doing some cheesy bit or you're listening to a Hooked on Phonics ad, well, you'd be wrong. This giant tree-like beast man can't read. No, really. He's illiterate. The choppy reading and just barely too long, awkwardly placed pauses would be annoying if not for his overwhelming charm.
Well, let's hope I can put it on.
Seriously, I'd want to Fargo his ent ass if he wasn't so insanely endearing and hilarious. His entire personality is the bit, like a funny Larry David. He reminds me of my golden retriever, and while I've never watched the episodes on YouTube, I presume they include Erica scratching behind his ear while his tongue flops out and his leg wiggles in his chair. Anyway, I really hope a speech pathologist can step in soon.
Honestly, if we have speech pathologist listeners, send us an email, because any tips you got, I would love to hear them.
Finally, we have Rick. God is incarnate and way too cool for lame names like Erica.
Correct.
She's married to Ole Slingblade, and if you jump on Instagram, you'll see her hubby hit it way out of the park with that one.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think the opposite.
She really doesn't like me. They really don't like me.
Even in the Erica section, Sling they just Blade. Slam you. I drag her more.
Mashed taters.
I drag her more, but she never tells any embarrassing stories. And honestly, I really just want to be your friend. She brings perspective and reason to the madness, and she's got great hair. Also, she hates mac and cheese, so I kind of take back everything I said, and she's basically the Antichrist.
That's fair.
While I'm loving the no break breaks because they have zero sponsors, these guys definitely deserve a Rothy's or Brooklyn and Deal stat.
What's a Rothy's?
I have no idea.
I think they're shoes.
I'll take a Brooklyn and Deal. I could use some new sheets.
This podcast is like warm L.L. Bean moccasins on a chilly winter night. And while I occasionally have to skip ahead when the tangents get too dweebly anime, overall it's hilarious and has made me burst out an opportune cackle more than once. If they're ever in where I live, I'd buy them a quality beer. Hashtag Bush Light sucks. Anyway, 5 stars, I guess.
Okay, here's the thing.
Hell yeah.
You can talk shit about my terrible reading and my godly tallness, tree-like, I think she said, which was very accurate. I am just sturdy like a tree.
Yeah.
But you will not talk shit about anime. Give me her name. Samantha. I'm calling you out.
I will have to bleep that because that was too close to her actual name.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I, like...
You used, like, your inception to, like, it's not the name, but it's too close, so I will bleep that
okay,
out.
Here, you want me to get a clean take of a
no,
fake name generator?
Absolutely not. Christian, of course, we don't just read reviews on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast.
And
so
sometimes,
what we do is we read stories that we find on the internet, and we laugh at them, and we judge them, and sometimes Christian attempts to do that.
Sometimes I try to read. Doesn't go very well. First story of the night here, folks. Am I the asshole for wanting to...
I'm sorry.
Christian can't read Andy's on original.
Stop. Guys. Am I the asshole for wanting to sue my husband's sister for losing my $2,000 camera at the beach? My 26-year-old sister-in-law... Me, 26. Sister-in-law, 20, moved in with me and my husband weeks ago and caused all sorts of problems with her and her boyfriend. She isn't planning on going back till he apologizes, even though she broke his Xbox device in an argument. I'm a blogger. I have a small space in our apartment, sort of like my office, but very small, where I work for hours. My sister-in-law always enters the room and takes stuff and not returns them, resulting in me replacing them till I got a lock. She was going to the beach with some friends to let off some steam and asked if she could borrow my $2,000 video camera to record the trip. I declined and explained that I was working this weekend and would need it. Well, I got done with my project and left my camera at the desk. When I woke up the next day at 9 a.m. and had showered and then had breakfast, I entered my office and couldn't find my camera. I freaked out and my husband told me to calm down because his sister took it with her to the beach.
He knew.
He assured me it was in safe hands, but I kept worrying about it and was upset by the fact she took it and he gave her the key to get into my office.
Jesus.
She got back at 7 p.m. and was pissed, talking about getting into a fight with her boyfriend after seeing him with someone at the beach, and it ruined her day. Fuck this boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm so burpy.
Yes. Wait, hold on. But she ruined his Xbox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's probably the toxic one here. So.
I mean, it sounds like everyone's got a little bit going around, coming around.
She started crying and loudly cussing him out. I asked for my camera back, and she said she didn't have it. She left angrily after the encounter and forgot her sunglasses, her sunscreen, her hat, and my camera at the beach. Her friend Aiden picked up some of the stuff and brought it back, but the camera apparently got stolen. I started yelling, calling her irresponsible and reckless, and that this was a $2,000 camera that she left behind. She started apologizing and tried to blame it all on her now ex-boyfriend for getting her into a fight with the girl he was with. I said, I need that camera for my work, and she needs to replace it like yesterday. My husband got involved and said it wasn't her fault that it got stolen.
Yes, it was.
And he suggested I get a cheaper camera from Amazon for now, at least, until I can afford to buy a new one.
Mm-mm.
I said, what? Why should I have to buy a replacement when it was your sister who lost it?
Correct.
She took it without my permission and was responsible for whatever happened afterwards. He tried to make excuses for her being an emotional mess, but I said I have no problems with suing her, and he asked if I was serious.
Jesus Christ.
I said yes, because I've worked hard to afford this camera, and my work's always been known to be of a very high quality. So for him to just suggest I get a cheap camera from Amazon was very offensive. He said he was just trying to help fix the problem, but I said he was just helping his sister avoid responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Both him and his sister aren't speaking to me anymore. So suddenly, claiming they're giving me time to calm down, where in fact, they're cold-shouldering me, making me feel guilty for saying those things. It was a typo, and I'm dumb.
One of those things is correct.
Well, this was it. Oh, I will be morally the fault thing?
Yeah, I'm calling you smart, Christian. Take a compliment.
I'm not sure if doing this will be morally the right thing, since she's family, as my husband says. But I need to know. Am I the asshole?
No.
Suing family is very, very hard to do, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, I can only go bad, right?
To be fair, to give a little bit of like benefit to the girlfriend, or the Aiden, I guess we should say, what kind of sun protection factor does a camera offer? Obviously, sunscreen in the long run throughout the course of your life is more beneficial to you than a camera.
Oh, that is very true. Like,
one chemotherapy session will be more than $2,000. So realistically, he saved you money in a way?
Yeah, it sounds like Aiden was the good guy here the whole time.
No.
Don't you think she can just... I mean, she probably doesn't have insurance. You should probably... If you have a camera that is that expensive and your livelihood relies on it, you should probably insure it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will now.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's...
It's kind of like a hindsight thing there.
Yeah, a little hindsight-y. But, fucking sucks. Yeah, the whole situation's bad.
Shitty situation.
Might need to talk to your fucking partner about it, too. Just letting them in after knowing that you don't want them to have your thing.
Yeah, that's... probably not the best call on his part.
Hmm.
I mean, how did he not know, like, I had to put a lock on my office because your sister keeps taking my shit?
That was
like,
that's my thought too.
He's like, well, she's just gonna take a single thing this time. She's not gonna take a bunch of your shit.
Don't worry, it's good. It's in good hands, even though I know she, you know, misplaced a lot of your other shit, which is hence the reason for the lock, but it'll be fine this time. She's got it, I swear.
Why didn't she just order a shitty Amazon camera?
Yeah, right,
for real.
I wonder, I do enjoy that this person called it an Xbox device.
I was going to say, did you
Microsoft, the naming conventions for your systems are way too complicated to fucking know.
Yeah.
Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox One X, Xbox Series X, Xbox Scorpio, Xbox something, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. We're that far behind.
Yeah.
We only have an Xbox One.
Yeah.
We're that far behind?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and the thing, too, is, like, that was definitely, like, a flex on us, right? Like, you fucking Reddit nerds. Oh, it was an Xbox device. You know what I'm talking about, you fucking dweebs.
That's how you know it wasn't a fake story, because if it was a fake story, they would have known it was an Xbox whatever.
Yeah.
Or if it was a fake, they would have just went with the handy old PS5, because we all know what that means.
Quick three keys, PS5. Do you think there's, like, Xbox diehards that are like, this bitch did what?
They soiled his Xbox device.
I would never let my girlfriend touch my Xbox device like that.
What do you do, Erica? Do you sue? Is it okay to sue in that situation?
Do you sue and have...
The thing is, like, even if she does sue, I feel like she's not going to get the money.
No. I mean, you just go to small claims court and then... you'll just have awkward Thanksgivings for the next 29 years until she fucking kicks
and
it.
And I think if she does sue, it's going to cause a huge rift between her and her partner.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing. It's going to cause damage that you'll never be able to repair. So
yeah. Yeah, once you involve the legal stuff, it's got to draw a fucking line. Yeah.
But it's also, too, like, she's got to draw a line with the sister at some point because this is her livelihood. This is her business.
Yeah.
And her husband should have known that this was not something that she could just borrow.
Especially to be so forgetful with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, like,
I get sad when I misplace a $20 bill. I couldn't imagine just accidentally leaving a $2,000 camera device.
Why do you ever need anything better than an iPhone to go record on the beach?
Right.
Like, an iPhone actually is a very good camera. Like, right. That should be perfectly
fine. That's a $1,000 camera device. Yeah.
So that should have been adequate for whatever she needed.
But what if she left her iPhone on the beach and somebody stole it?
Oh, that would be a bummer.
The thing, too, is I feel like the sister isn't a total asshole because even if she wasn't an asshole, she would have offered to replace it right away. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Shit went down on the beach. I got really upset. I lost your camera. I will replace it. Like, I would be upset as OP, but knowing that she is apologetic and she is willing to work with me on replacing it, that's not an issue. But the fact that she didn't even fucking bring it up. She's like, I don't know, it's fucking gotten whatever.
Yeah, and like was just left too.
Yeah, I would be furious, beyond furious.
Yeah, that's the fucked part.
I question how many beaches are where they live that you run into your ex at the beach. It's a bold move to take his new side girl or new rebound person to the beach where it's like, we only have one beach and this is the only thing to do in town, but I'm taking you there, babe.
You have to understand this, the 1950s, and there was a sock hop down at the old lagoon.
What the fuck is a sock hop?
A party.
It's like a dance.
Yeah. Oh, but you just take your shoes off?
Yeah. Well, you're on the beach. You can't wear your shoes on the beach.
Oh, that's a very good
point.
You
can.
Yeah, if you want to be called the shoeby.
You have to leave your camera in your shoes. That way people don't steal it.
What is the proper etiquette to not get your shit stolen off the beach?
Put it in a diaper.
Don't bring it.
Oh, that's smart. But, like, sometimes you need to bring certain things.
Yeah. I would never bring a $2,000 camera, but I did once bring my brother's $1,900 camera to the beach. I feel like that's okay.
Did Aiden steal it? Did Aiden steal it?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know that Aiden secretly stole this, right?
Kind of seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, absolutely. Yeah, it's like when somebody finds a wallet and you're like, oh, there was $922 cash in there? Somebody must have took it.
And I led you right into it. Edit. Someone here mentioned the possibility of her friend Aiden taking it.
Don't say you led us into it when you implicitly said it.
You already had the knowledge.
You knew.
Which is a possibility. But when I requested to speak it to him to ask him what happened, my sister-in-law said I was wrong to even hint that he took the camera. Even though I just wanted to ask him a few questions.
That just means he took it and she knows.
Yep. She told me to leave him out of it since she trusts him with her stuff. I mean, he returned everything else she had, which is really cool of him. It's pretty unfortunate about the camera, but Aiden didn't do it. Aiden, I believe you.
Yeah.
You're a good guy.
What they didn't say
is still out over here.
Is that Aiden was the lifeguard, and he was just trying to provide first Aiden.
Okay, that was so bad. We're going on to the next story, Josh. Good job.
You're welcome.
Good job.
It's kind of like a good segue in a way, then.
No.
All right. Here's a great one. This is a very Christian-centric story, I feel like.
It's going to involve poop.
Or farting.
Or shitting. Today I fucked up by shitting my girlfriend's pants.
Oh, hang on. What?
Oh, let me read a bit. Right. Let's get into this.
There's two possibilities. He was trying on her pants for a fucking spin, got distracted, left them on, took a fucking dumper in it. Secondly, he shit himself, got embarrassed at the movie theaters, and decided to fucking do the old popcorn trick, but in reverse. He cut a hole in her pants and shoved it down through the bottom of the popcorn.
That actually sounds like it could be a possibility. That's possible.
Why don't you just read the story and tell us what really happened?
We were going to see a movie.
Here, maybe Josh is a little out there, but what if he went to see a movie, he shit his pants, his girlfriend's like, don't worry, babe, I got an extra pair in my car. He goes and gets the extra pair, comes back, sees the rest of the movie, shits himself again before the end credits. And now he's like, oh, now I'm embarrassed because I It's one thing to shit my pants, but it's another thing to shit my girlfriend's pants.
All right, we'll just read the story.
Because those are her spare pants in case she shit herself. She's like, she has the foresight to bring an extra pair of pants.
Everybody knows every girl has a Jeep, and on the back there's a spare tire, and then underneath that spare tire there's a jean that says on the back pocket, "Not all who wander are lost."
This is true. This is actually facts. This is 100% facts. Me, 26 male, and my partner, 27 female, recently went on a road trip holiday up the coast of Western Australia and then inland to see some awesome gorges.
Some gorgeous gorges.
Carrigeny National Park, a must-see if you visit Western Australia. We were traveling with a few friends and spent our nights at caravan parks, living and eating out of Eskies. Coolers for you Americans.
Thank you. That was my first question.
And local servos.
What the fuck is servos?
I
restaurants?
Believe it's like a
gas station.
It's like a 7-Eleven, I believe.
Okay, all right.
Petros are gas stations. I think servos are like 7-Elevens.
7-Elevens don't have gas?
Correct.
Yeah, they're only a convenience store.
Huh.
We had overestimated how much we would be eating at camp instead of at pubs or on the road. Oh, maybe a servo's a pub then?
Yeah, now we're throwing in pubs.
So we might have overprepared a little, and some of the food spent longer in the cooler than it should have. As we get to the last leg of our trip, it's just me and my partner going to the park, which is ages inland and a long way from being able to get pub food or servo pies. So it is a 7-Eleven.
Servo pie?
Yeah, like a pie, like a hot apple pie you'd get from the gas station. Like a hostess pie.
How is a hot pie from a 7-Eleven not what's giving you the shits, and the 3-day-old ham is what's giving you the shits?
After 3 full days of camping and exploring and 14 total days on the road, our food supplies are getting a bit low. Well, lo and behold, at the bottom of the chiller, he's just cooler, chiller, esky, whatever you want to call it, boys. I realize we still have some of my partner's famous potato salad. She warns me against it, reminding me we have been on the road for almost 2 weeks now.
Oh my god.
And that the ice has melted a few times already, and the potato salad is almost definitely bad.
Erica, is this the first actual norovirus?
No. Most of, it's probably not norovirus,
but
if it's old potato salad. Old potato salad's probably an E. coli or salmonella.
Arnar, it's an E. coli.
That was bad.
The potato salad was bad.
Yeah.
That accent
no,
was
that's,
good.
That's what I'm saying. Me being hungry after a hard day's hiking insists that there's no way eggs and potatoes could harm a man like me.
What?
So I try some, and it still is as delicious as ever. So I help myself to a big old plate of it. We go to bed that night, and my farts smell so bad that my partner and I are both questioning whether my asshole has become a portal to some kind of foul trash and death thing, dead thing's dimension. That was my theory, anyway. Or if the potato salad was bad, her theory. That's a small brain theory there, dude.
One of you makes a lot of sense. The other one ate 2-week-old potato salad.
Occam's potato salad. It got so bad that in the middle of the night, my partner woke up and had to fan out the swag because she was choking on my toxic farts.
The swag?
Tent?
I thought the swag was a adjective for, like, the smell.
That's what I was thinking.
Is a swag an Australian word for a tent?
I don't know. Maybe that is smell. The next day, I felt right as rain, and we went about our days as usual. Hiking and adventuring, dotted with a few really smelly farts. Nothing unusual for me, as I'm lactose intolerant. A cheese-loving man.
If you had to write a horror story for, like, creating the worst shit ever, this is how you would do it.
That is a bold thing. Like, I already have stomach issues, but let's do 2-week-old potato salad. Which in a fridge is risky, but in a cooler is totally cool. When we return to our campsite to retire for the night, however, she warns me that if I fart in the swag tonight, that I will be sleeping outside on a deck chair.
Asked and answered.
Here we go.
It takes all my willpower and might, but I manage to keep the portal sealed for the night. Until about 2 a.m. creeps up. and I've got an absolutely awful cramp in my gut. I wake my partner up and tell her I'm getting sick from holding in all my farts.
Why wake him up?
Just she, go outside, let it rip.
She can't do this to me any longer. She demands that I go find the camp toilets and purge myself of my toxic gas there.
Yes.
It's the middle of the night, and it's super dark, and I have an eye disease, which makes me effectively night blind.
Why are you camping?
So I ask to borrow her pants, as I can't find mine. I venture out into the night looking for camp toilets, but as hard as I try, I can't find it. And by this point, I realize I've got a lot more than a fart to pass. I park up next to the fire safe, or the first safe tree I find, drop the trackies around to my ankles, expecting a regular old poo.
Why?
How wrong was I?
How naive could you be?
You flew too close to the sun.
Fucking Icarus of a man. Now you're Sicarus to a damn level.
Boo.
The volcanic eruption spewed from my anus with such great force that it splashed back all over the back of my legs and my partner's favorite track pants. It honestly nearly sent me falling forward onto my face.
Oh, come on.
Never before have I pooped so hard.
Stop. Don't, like, try to make it sound brave or triumphant of you. It's bad. Don't be like, oh, it was the hardest shit I've ever taken.
It was so forceful. It was like a fire hydrant back there. Splattered with poo and feeling mighty sorry for myself, I waddled back to our camp, getting a little bit lost on the way, holding the front of the trackies up just high enough,
see.
Just high enough to avoid ending up on my on any. Oh, I'm holding up the trackies just high enough to avoid ending up on a list. It's a family camping area, but with my poopy ass hanging out the back to avoid getting any more shit on her trackies. I get back to the camp and ask my partner to help me find the camp toilet.
Oh my god.
She very grumpily agrees, but she says that she'll need her pants, to which I have to explain. She'll need to find my shorts in the swag as I have shit her pants.
How between the two of them do they have one pair of pants to wear? What were you doing the rest of the days? Fucking nocturnal hikes? You fucking vampires?
She's absolutely raging at this point.
Correct.
Unable to fathom how I crapped her pants, of all things, and how the fuck I didn't find the toilets, which were less than 100 meters away. She takes me to the toilet, and just as she shines her torch on the door for me, I blow my top, and black sludge erupts from my mouth. What? Like a scene out of a B-grade horror movie. At this point, she stops being mad and kind of laughs to herself. Eggs and potatoes can't hurt a man like me, huh? I was in the shitter until the sun came up, having to change toilet stalls twice because I used all the toilet paper.
Ah, oh, that's rude. And if then, you know you're still shitting, don't wipe.
That's a very good point. Yeah, why did you keep wiping? We headed home the next day, 3 days earlier than anticipated, and 20,000 kilometers... Oh, going 20 kilometers a 20 kilometers an hour. My brain could not... change from miles per hour.
20 it just said KPH?
Oh, KMH.
Oh.
Or we're going 20 kilometers over the speed limit in between toilet stops. My insatiable appetite for potato salad has ruined our holiday. She keeps reminding me of this. I keep arguing that she should take it as a compliment to her cooking. I should also note that the tree I shit on was actually maybe 2 meters max from our neighbor's tent. We could hear them arguing about who would do such a thing earlier the next morning. So I had to pretend it wasn't me. That story was
rough.
Basically holiday for me, as they would call it down under.
I tried to Google Australian city names to make puns off of. The third or one of the top ones, Gold Coast Tweed Heads. What are you doing, Australia?
That can't be a city name. That's got to be like a city team or something, right?
No. Australia's major cities and towns by population are Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Gold Coast Tweedheads.
Okay, cool name.
What a fucking Gold Coast Tweedhead this guy is, though.
Well, I think that's on the opposite side of the country, but it's cool.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. The Gold Coast would be on the east side. Even though every other city, it's, in country, it's in the west, but where the sun rises.
But they're down under.
Where the sun sets, I mean. So it's flipped upside down, of course.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Why? How did he just puke out of nowhere?
Yeah, the poop really came out of left field.
Foodborne illness also can cause...
Black sludge?
It was dark out.
He was dehydrated from all the shitting he did in his girlfriend's shorts.
The whole story's fine. Whatever. You're fucking stupid. How do you have one pair of pants?
That's...
Both of them. Even she was like, I need my pair of pants. And it's like, you didn't bring two? Maybe so while you're washing the other one on your fucking 3.5 week trip that you might get the other pair out?
Maybe the other pair was in the caravan and they're in the swag. So
that would be my guess, is that they just didn't have them readily accessible.
It seems insane to me.
Sorry, we're not all prepared like you, Josh.
I don't know.
We're not doomsday preppers.
Well, serious question.
Not all of us are Eagle Scouts, okay?
No, serious question. For everybody who's not an Eagle Scout, including you two on the podcast, all of your listeners, let's say you're packing for a one-day trip. How many pairs of underwear and socks do you bring? Uh-oh. Fucking probably. 17. Because yeah. We're all fucking sane. Okay.
Okay.
Because if you're going to shit one pair of pants, that means you're going to shit five. So yeah. You pack for the extremes, not the norms.
Unfortunately, yeah. Josh is making a lot of sense right
now.
Listen, I never argued that he wasn't making sense.
Scout's honor. What's up?
Yeah.
Now, Christian, why did you like that story?
Well... First thing, Australia. Love it.
Yeah.
Second thing, being in a relationship, super cool.
Okay.
Third thing, shitting your pants.
Yeah. So crazy. Now, I feel like you were hedging your bets there. Did you list those as opposite intentionally?
No.
So you like Australia more than your relationship is what you're saying to me.
No, they were in an unspecific order.
Okay. So what's one if you had to redo that?
Relationship.
List? Okay.
And like that they're in a good, steady, solid relationship.
And then Christian, look right into the camera and tell me, what is number two?
Australia.
Oh my God, dude.
You missed a perfect opportunity.
Oh, poop is number two. God.
Correct.
Wow.
I think we got to kick you off the pod for that.
Yeah.
That joke was way too smart. That went over a lot of people's heads.
No,
all right?
It didn't.
This is a question to all of you listeners out here, as well as you at the table. Did that joke go over your head?
Leave it down in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, go leave a comment. Let us know. It went over your, right over your head, too.
Leave a two if it went over your head. And there will be zero comments with a two underneath the video.
Fuck.
How about we get to the break?
Let's go.
Did we
ever
think about that?
Sounds fucking good, boys.
See you in a couple minutes. Bye.
Bye.
Josh is pissed.
And I'm ready. And
BGs and MBs, welcome back to this side of the podcast. Hope you heard 17 ads. Hopefully that makes us rich now, too.
Hopefully, yeah. It's just so much money that I can afford the surgery to never shit my pants again. I won't ever have to read stories about that again.
Christian would be the first person to ever voluntarily get a colostomy bag.
Colostomy
bag.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and speaking of, I think Judah just farted. Guys, let's get into the circle jerge. That's where we jerge around this circle. So, Christian, hit us with that CJ.
I
don't like CJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the kid's name on Recess?
That's TJ.
The other consonant.
So, this week, we had a listener submit a word for us to Urban Dictionary.
That's insane.
His Instagram name is Flash with an X and 7A.
Okay.
But... they submitted the word bird bathing.
Oh, come on. It's been like 30-something episodes.
Bird bathing. Definition. When a man washes or soaks his entire private area in a sink, usually a bathroom sink, in an attempt to get it clean. Parentheses. This term is created and coined by the Judges Podcast.
Okay.
Use in a sentence. Josh started bird bathing after sex to clean up. He likes to cuddle afterwards.
That's wonderful. I love that.
Newer listeners, if you don't know that story, I don't know what episode it's in, but
it was a long time ago.
Christian was the one. I believe Christian coined the term.
I coined his action as bird bathing.
I went to go wash my bits and dangles after a good old wrestle in the sheets.
Sheesh.
And the main story was I went to go do that. So I'm a very tall man, and I'm at therefore the perfect height to rest my balls and dick into the sink basin.
Okay.
Famously, my sink basin is at 2 feet.
Very low balls.
Very low balls.
Dangle. The dangle is very serious in this.
And then you splash water back onto it.
Like a bird does.
Bird bathing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The main story was that there was a fucking house centipede that almost fucking crawled on my dick, and that was the more important
that
part.
That was the important part, but all I took from it is bird bathing.
Oh, I laughed Thank so you hard for at doing that story. That.
But, so the word bird bathing on Urban Dictionary made me think, like, what other weird words are on Urban Dictionary? And I goofed up, because last week I started this, and I only did random word of the day.
Okay.
It was very, this is serendipitous that this listener submitted this to us, because August 27th is when my notes first started. I did word of the day. I only link to the random word URL. So every time I went to click on it, I had like 4 words saved, and everyone I clicked, it was just a new random word. And I was like, well, that fucking sucks.
That's really funny, man.
So today I quickly went through words of the day on Urban Dictionary. Today's word of the day is skiv.
Isn't that
like skivvies?
No.
Like underwear?
But you guys want to take a quick guess? It's not underwear.
Is it stabbing somebody in a way?
It's not stabbing. Well, maybe.
Are you sure that's how you pronounce that?
Skive?
I would say skive.
Okay, sorry. Skive. S-K-I-V-E.
Is this like when you walk outside and see skies
of blue?
I hate you.
That's not it.
No.
But skive. To avoid work, but still appearing as though you're doing something.
It's very
like I'm doing right now.
It's a very Christian word.
Yeah, this one really hit home. It's like, man, serendipitous, honestly.
Are you going to start like a new craze where instead of doing like star signs or whatever, you just do word of the day word in Urban Dictionary and that's what you are?
I mean, maybe. here's an issue I have is the last two fortune cookies I got, first one is like, you'll be a great influencer. Second one I got is like, set your goals high because you're going to achieve in the next year. And guess what? We're fucking signed to a network, dude. Spoiler alert.
Have we even announced that
yet?
We
didn't sign. There's no contract.
We're signed to a network, dude.
Have we even announced that yet?
No, because we haven't gotten any money from them.
Cut all that.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. I'm not cutting any of it.
Here's yesterday's word of the day. Wetter than an otter's pocket. Any guess what that could mean?
Well, otters spend most of their time in water, and they like to hold things on their chest. So that's what I'm assuming an otter's pocket is just their chest where they hold stuff.
However, may I counter? Well,
no,
otters have...
I wasn't done. And they're always wet, so I feel like that would be...
Of course.
Yeah, go on.
May I counter?
No.
Otters are hydrophobic, therefore are not wet. Therefore, this describes as something that is dry.
But their pockets aren't hydrophobic.
Fuck.
Only their fur is.
Okay.
They're whatever a kangaroo is called. I don't remember. Marsupial?
Otters are not marsupials.
They probably are. Here's the definition, though, because you guys are very wrong. It's your girl when she sees Gibby from iCarly.
Okay. Now, you're telling me this was a random word, and it... introduced Gibby from iCarly into your life again.
Yes.
Christian is, of course, obsessed famously with Gibby from
iCarly. I love Gibby. Go check out Sad World on YouTube. He's a fucking weirdo and he's fantastic. Here's it used in a sentence. You. Wow, you're wetter than an otter's pocket right now. You're a girl. I just watched Gibby fall through the ceiling again. Want to role play?
You be the ceiling, I be the Gibby.
And then I started thinking, wow, they have a word for the day. So I went back and found all of our birthday day words.
Christian, what a wonderful idea, man. Like our original day of birth or this year's
birthday. This year's birthday word.
So you're telling me that Urban Dictionary didn't exist in 1993 and 1994?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't even know if dictionaries existed back then.
The internet didn't even exist back then.
Al Gore did.
It was only a DARPA project at that point. Erica, do you want to go first? Who
sure.
wants to go? Erica's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess what yours is? Just if you had a guess.
Kind of a hint?
It's part of a... comes with a house.
It comes with a house.
Yeah.
Something about a basement.
Incorrect. Josh, you got any quick guesses?
On hers?
Yeah.
Something that comes with a house?
Yeah.
Me when my 80-year-old octogenarian partner dies.
That's actually pretty close.
Because it arouses me sexually.
You're further away, but you are super close. Erica's word is porch dick.
Oh, hell yeah.
An intimidating douche who taunts you from the safety of his porch. Jesse's husband in The Walking Dead is a porch dick to Rick. And basically, it's... I don't think that's as accurate as just the old fuckhead that sits in your neighborhood and is, like, angry all the time.
Get off my lawn!
He sits on his porch for, like... That's his entertainment, is sitting on the porch in, like, 95-degree weather. That's a porch dick.
Yeah.
So that would be you after your oxygenarian...
Oxygenarian?
What did you say? Octogenarian?
Octogenarian, yeah.
After they pass, that would be you. You'd be a porch dick. Josh, any guess what your word... birthday word is?
Okay, so Erica's was relatively related to her. Yeah. All the words have been related to you. I'm going to guess mine has something to do with ass.
How is mine related to me?
Because you're a fucking porch dick.
You're 100% a porch dick.
Yeah.
After I'm dead and gone, you're going to be the biggest porch dick.
Yeah.
I will also be dead because I'm going to die first.
You guys are going to Romeo and Juliet it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. But on your porch, though, is the thing.
No.
On Halloween. That way kids just think it's a really good. Really good.
Wow, lady, that's really spooky.
Wow, you smell like you shit yourself for real, miss.
It does deal with ass, Josh.
I don't know. I was just listening to last week's episode, and Christian, you mentioned with money, Judgy's Pod money, that you would get a BBL, so I'm going to go with BBL. Now, I did look over Christian Soldier's shoulder and read BBL, so I had to steal his fucking thunder.
I was like, how the fuck did you guess that? Another instance of serendipity, guys. The world's just coming together. We live in a fucking...
simulation.
Algorithm.
Yeah.
Simulation.
I did just say Al Gore is alive, therefore and we he's are got an Al Gore rhythm. Yeah.
Yeah. Brazilian butt lift. Shawty, you got a BBL. Now that is fat? What the fuck?
Shorty, you got a BBL. Now that ass fat.
Oh, he's missing that second S. I was like, Phil, what are you saying, buddy? What are you saying, Phil? But yeah, I will, if we get the 27 ads, like you said, I will be getting a BBL, and I'll be like this when we record the next episode.
You know, there's like a 1 in 13 chance you die from a BBL? It's like a dumb high chance, and people get them like every 3 years.
It's worth it. Yeah. I mean, have you heard how they work? They remove fat from other parts of your body, so I'll also get fucking abs and a fucking donker on me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Your guys' Romeo and Juliet won't be very romantic when you both die because Christian gets a BBL.
I mean...
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
I mean, will you end it with me if the BBL goes wrong?
I will absolutely kill myself if you die first.
If your BB sure. takes an L.
All right, now, what do you guys think my word is?
Fucking shit for brains.
Also very close.
I feel like it should be bird bathing because, like, that's your term.
Yeah, but that wasn't my birthday term.
I know. I'm just saying.
My birthday term was bowl searching. Bowl searching.
B-O-W-L?
B-O-W-L.
Okay.
Is this when you're searching for a bowl?
This is what Eric or Christian's mom did when he was getting a haircut as a child.
Fuck you.
That's the first time I heard his feelings on the podcast.
Is this like soul searching, but you find your soul at the bottom of a bowl?
Or is it finding the perfect Tupperware?
Okay. Like when you're like, I got this lid, but it just doesn't fucking fit on any of these. Yeah, they're so all kind of slightly melted from the dishwasher.
Yeah, so you're bowl searching.
Like, you have Marsha for a mom, and she doesn't read the directions like it's top rack only, and she's like, no, I'll be fine.
That relatable moment when you have my mom as your mom? You know that moment when?
Only three other people in the world know that feeling.
Is bull searching what the Cleveland Browns are doing this year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
As they are every year.
To be fair, that's so, yeah.
Here it is. It's used in a sentence. You know, like the Cleveland Browns are doing this year?
Crazy.
That's wild. Bowl searching. The process of searching a building for an empty bathroom. A successful bowl search typically relieves the frustration of uncomfortably defecating around others. Although in less frequent cases, the desire to urinate alone is a factor. No one needs a bowl search to go piss. Come on, guys.
It makes a lot of sense that this is your birthday word.
Right? It's weird how accurate they've all been.
Shy pissers, you hate against Christian, attack this man.
Bowl searching can be done anywhere, although it is most prevalent on college campuses.
Now, Christian, when you go bowl searching, you sort of change the term a little to coal searching. So you need to find a Kohl's to shit in when you're out and about.
I do. Kohl's is my store of preference to take a shit in, yes. Yeah. The weird thing is I bowl search every day at work because there's a bunch of public restrooms and I go four floors up to find a single use bathroom so I can go shit my brains out every day at 6:45 in the morning.
You just got to work, man.
I've been there for 45 minutes. I made sure there was no fires going on.
What are you going to do in a fire?
Put it out.
Shit yourself.
Race. Isn't that the directions for fire?
Pass.
Ah, that's what I meant. What's race? Is that when you're having a heart attack?
Do you mean rice?
No.
That's what you put your phone in when it gets wet.
This poop story brings up, we went to a wedding this weekend. I gotta get this off my chest.
This is such a good story. I enjoy it.
So we're at a wedding this weekend. The guy sitting next to me, he's a pretty cool guy. We're pretty late into the wedding. He brings up, guys, when you go pee, do you go through the flyer? Do you take it all the way out? And I said, great question. I also love asking this question to strangers. I answer it truthfully. Everyone else there is like, this is weird. And I was like, okay, maybe it's not inclusive enough. This one will include everybody at the table. Hey, everybody, when you shit, do you lean over to wipe or do you stand up a bit? I thought everybody poops. Me and the suit are on the same page. He's like, oh, I lean over. People actually stand. I was like, yeah, people stand. I had a person physically get up from the table and walk away.
What a baby.
Walk away. Everybody poops.
I don't understand that mentality.
It was insane. I was like, really? You're going to okay. And then I looked over and it was the maid of honor. And she's like, you're really asking us about poop right now? I was like, yeah.
She was upset too?
Yeah.
You're a bunch of fucking sticklers.
We're all drunk. We're all having fun. I guess poop was the line that couldn't be crossed.
Erica, how'd you feel about it at the time?
Oh, I missed this conversation.
Oh, boy. She was shitting her fucking brains out after getting her BBL.
No, the wedding was over.
We don't need to put me in the doghouse.
You're already in the fucking doghouse because you still haven't apologized. So
we'll go on past this.
The wedding was over and we were like, hey, we're going to go to the bar. Let's go. And it was downpouring out. So Christian and I were like, all right, we'll lead the pack. Like, everybody follow us. Go up to our friend's car and wait and wait and wait. And Christian's like, I don't think they're coming. I'm going to go see what the holdup is and I'll bring everybody back. And I said, okay. And I fucking sat in that car by myself for 35 minutes waiting for Christian to call me and say, hey, we're not leaving. Come back to the party.
He did call you and ask if you leave or sit. He did ask if you pull your dick out through your fly or not.
No, he didn't.
Well, that was rude of you.
Well,
Christian.
Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. You
and
sent
then he still hasn't apologized about it.
There's no good way to apologize at this point. I'm in the doghouse.
I'm
so
pissed.
You sent a drunkard on a fool's errand.
I literally said, call me if I need to come back in. And he didn't.
Babe, come back in. We're having a really deep talk about shit. And nobody's on my side.
I had to walk downhill on gravel in high heels in the pouring rain by myself with no assistance to come back to a party.
Ryan got up from the table as soon as I asked. Quick, come in.
Yeah, I think.
I'm still mad about it.
Erica, will this make you feel better? Christian, no. What was this man wearing that got so offended he got up and left?
I didn't know if this detail mattered.
It's so funny to me. This is the best part of the story.
So,
I picture in your mind somebody who would get offended at the idea of talking about poop while drunk at a wedding having fun with peers.
So, yeah, first impression, I sit down at the table. This dude's wearing a pink shirt. He's got it. If you're watching the video, he's got it unbuttoned to about here, which is a bold move. It's as deep as his suit jacket's first button is.
About a hand's length up from the navel.
Bold move. I was like, but this dude's hot. I get it. He's got a fucking chiseled jawline. His beard's looking good. He's making us all look bad.
Button down shirt, only one button with a suit jacket over it.
With a suit jacket that he's got buttoned while sitting down. Faux pas, if you ask me.
The real faux pas here is that he's wearing jeans.
He stands up. bootcut jeans.
Not just
to a
jeans,
wedding.
Bootcut fucking jeans.
With cowboy boots.
What's in the pocket? Pocket knife. You see the clip right there? He's letting you know he's fucking packing, baby. You need a shotgun real quick? He's got you. You get your, something tight around your finger, you can't get it off, he'll cut it right off for you. He's prepared for this wedding that's going down.
You go to stand up to wipe, but you forgot to grab the toilet paper because it was too hard to tear, he'll fucking slice
that
shit.
Yeah, he's got it
for
you. Well, then a little later in the evening, he takes off the suit jacket, and lo and behold, short sleeve shirt.
God, that's so
bold
funny
move.
To me.
Bold move. We're now 2 hours into the wedding, and he's just casual wear. He's the only person there in casual wear, and he's
pocket
he's
knife,
looking good.
Pocket knife jeans, 3/4 of the way unbuttoned shirt, short sleeve.
Yeah, but I mean, he didn't like the poop talk, but he did say I look like I could be on the cast of the Vikings, and I was like, you know, I made it all up. I think I love you now.
Before we get into the last story, and before Erica has an aneurysm or a heart attack, this is the acronym for heart attack, Christian. It's FAST.
Ah.
That's fart, ass, shit, turd. A.K.A. face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911.
That's a stroke.
That's a stroke.
Fuck.
Also heart attack. Or stroke. Heart attack or stroke. Hey, don't argue with me. Argue with the American Heart Association, honey.
Your face doesn't droop when you have a heart attack.
Well, if it does, you're having a heart attack and a stroke. That's from the American Heart Association.
All right. Let's get into the listener submission with this sound.
Guys, send in your sounds to Instagram, DM, or email. Okay, you saved at the end. I was angry at the beginning, but you saved it at the end.
I love
absolutely
that.
Beautiful.
Can that be the winner? We just like use that from
forever
now on. Yeah,
never increase the audio quality.
It was very hard to like, I don't know if you've noticed, I've been singing that the entire time when we're getting ready. I'm just like me 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 me.
I have not noticed.
Me, 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 the judges.
The confidence to not record it after the voice crack is just so on par with the quality of this podcast.
It was, I sent them back and I was just like, this is a masterpiece. Chef's kiss.
Wonderful. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I am very upset that we will never get a better submission than that. But please try to beat it. Send them in, boys and girls. And
beat MDs. It. All right. Here's our listener submission. It's a today I fucked up. Today I fucked up by throwing up in my hand. What?
It's rough.
What?
Today I fucked up by throwing up my girlfriend's hand. I ate 2-week-old macaroni salad, and we only brought one hand between the two of us on the camping trip.
It's very ableist of you.
It's pretty fucked.
Ableist of them.
Last weekend after dinner, I had challenged my husband to a chugging contest to finish off the sparkling waters in our fridge. Have you not watched TikTok? That was a bold move.
That's a horrible idea. I do not feel bad for you.
To preface this, we had a lazy dinner of mac and cheese, but ran out of milk. Mac and cheese goes with milk. All pasta goes with milk. Whoever said that in the comments.
Christian.
Get fucked.
No, they're saying that they ran out of milk to make it, so they mixed in with some sparkling water.
Mac and cheese ran out of milk, so my husband added cream cheese instead.
That's fine. Yeah,
but then he added too much, so it was watered down, and he had to add more shredded cheese. So I was already feeling a little nauseous, but didn't take that as a warning. We had started to chug, and I barely made it through before I felt my stomach immediately revolt. I turned away from my husband and covered my mouth with my hands, thinking I was about to spew water all over him. But instead of water, it was puke. The worst part is that I also didn't realize I had puked until I turned back around to see my husband with my hand full of vomit. I say to him, I whipped away from him to throw up in my hand and returned with a cup in my palm. The moment I realized, I started to scream and laugh, which then kicked out of me, peeing my pants.
Oh, jeez.
Well, come on.
So I'm holding my vomit, peeing my pants, and hiccuping from the sparkling water. And now I start crying from all of it.
That's fair.
I fell to the ground, dropping the throw up onto our thankfully hardwood floors, still slowly peeing myself as I scream, laugh, and hiccup as my husband is running to get us towels. He tries to push me to the bathroom, but at this point I can't stop peeing. I make it to the toilet, but not until after I left a small trail of piss on the way there. I sat on our toilet, heaving into a bowl, finally pissing where I should and crying with laughter. Oh,
I hate the phrase, finally pissing where I should.
That's, I feel like that's like a brand new sentence.
This one should be on a fucking judge's bingo card. They got vomit pot. They got pissing your pants from laughing, chugging seltzer to throw up. That's a new staple on the show, I'm pretty sure.
Too much cream, which is what happens when my voice goes over the airwaves.
So fucking gross.
When the girls are all wetter than an otter's pocket.
You can stop now from
Zaddy's voice.
Stop it.
It's almost as hot as fucking Gibby's crashing through that ceiling right now. All right, that's enough. My sweet husband cleared the whole thing up and we lost our minds laughing about it. We've only been married a few months and he's been the best man I could have picked. If I could go back and stop myself from drinking that sparkling water, I would.
Are we convinced that the sparkling water was the catalyst?
Absolutely the mac and cheese that did it.
No.
The 7 pounds of cheddar.
It was a sparkling water. Here's the thing. It was like putting a Mentos into a Coke bottle.
It was like banana and Sprite.
Like there was all this potential energy sitting in there from the mac and cheese, but just that little seltzer is what really started the eruption. You
switched
know?
The P to the K.
Yeah. And I had to reply back to him.
This
story is insane. Might be the most on-brand story we've ever heard. Lip by lip.
Hell yeah.
Very on-brand for the judges, I feel like.
I feel like very on-brand for one of the judges.
I mean, you've pissed yourself before.
I wouldn't read a story.
You just did the other day.
Oh, the other day. I thought you were calling me out again.
You're literally peeing your pants right now.
By choice. Now? Not by accident. I've never pissed my pants. Oh. Now, hang on. Look, I've had a string of unfortunate events. First, I say, I'm not going to rip my pants. Then I rip my pants on the podcast. Then I say, I'm not going to piss the bed. And then I piss on the bed. Then, last week, I gloat about not having a phone case on. Well, how do we fucking do? Cracked the fuck out of my phone screen today. So now I'm definitely going to piss my pants, right?
I'm so excited for it.
I have to at this point. It'd be rude of me not to.
Yeah, it would be extremely rude.
Guys, tune into our live stream next week where I piss my pants live.
Josh was going to live piss his pants.
We're going to do a world record. How much water can I drink? What's the minimum amount of water I can drink before I piss my pants? Hint, it's zero. I'll just do it for fun.
What a swell guy you are, Josh. Just wholehearted through and through. Willing to piss your pants for this audience.
It's for content. It's really for you guys. It's not for me at all.
I will not be partaking nor will I be here to witness.
Erica,
so.
I do need somebody. Well, to be fair, I'll be pissing your pants. I only brought your pants to this camping trip.
Please give them back. Piss free, please. Piss free pants,
unfortunately, I can't.
Piss free pants, please.
I'm basically night blind. I have to piss in them.
All the lights are on. Oh, it's still nighttime. Once that sun goes down, my eyes do not work, honey. I'm pissing in any pants I find. I'm reaching in dressers. I'm crawling into TJ Maxx's. I'm grabbing pantses, and I'm pissing in them shits.
And on that note...
I'm like a werewolf, but with pissing pants.
And on that note...
Let's put a silver bullet in this episode. Am I right?
Yes.
Christian, thanks for the stories, man.
You're welcome.
And thank you, listeners, for sending in your stories. And your reviews.
And your noises.
We love them all. Keep the noises coming. Keep the reviews flowing. Keep the stories shitting.
Christian, where can they leave a review at?
You could leave a review on Apple. That helps us get on those charts, helps more people see us. Or if you're feeling feisty, I guess you could email it to us at judgespod@gmail.com.
And Erica, if they want to follow us on social media, where can they do that at?
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube.
You got it.
And wherever else we can figure it out later. And that's at Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod.
And if you want more of the three of us,
how could you not?
There's extra content on our Patreon. That's Judgies Pod on Patreon. Go over ad-free episodes and extra content and you guys supporting us. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love you. Have a good week.
Bye.
Okay, bye.